things about how to defeat Satan. Now, we're not going to do anything to him, but we can defeat him. Jesus is the only way that we can defeat Satan. Amen. Through the blood of Christ. So I want you to take with me, turn your Bibles to James chapter 4. And we'll be reading verse 7. And I got about 19 points. And as I was going to say last week, the pastor invited a great preacher to come and preach, but he couldn't make it, so he got me. So anyway, tonight we want to talk about how to defeat Satan. Now, I'm just going to give a brief outline, and you write it down, and you can think for yourself about what it's like and what we're going to be doing. So the Bible tells in James chapter 4, verse 7, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will what? Flee from you." So you see, to fight the devil, we just can't. It's impossible for us to stand toe-to-toe with Satan. We just can't do it. But we go in the name of Jesus. It's got a lot of power. So we see tonight that this year, about four or five things here, about real quickly. It's not going to be a very long service. And just how to defeat Satan. And the first thing we think about is think the right thoughts. Do you have problems thinking a lot? I don't have anything to think with. But anyway, to think about these things. Think the right thoughts. This involves the mind. We can think about everything under the sun. But we need to think about the good thoughts. Think about Jesus, what he's done for us. What he's going to do for us. And somebody said today at work, they said something about going somewhere. And I said, somebody had passed away or something, and they had to call the undertaker. And I said, I'm not really looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. So you see, there's a difference. And they look at me, they think they know I'm a little strange anyway. But they think it's crazy. But buddy, when you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, there's nothing funny about it, is it?
Right.
We're looking for him to come, and he's going to come. Think the right thoughts. This involves the mind. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4:8, think on these things. What thing? Whatsoever thing is pure, whatsoever things are all of these things. Think on these things. Put your mind on that. Don't think about the troubles of the world. If you think about all things going on in the world today, you go nuts. And I've been thinking about it, so I've already gone there, boy. But what I'm saying is this. We need to think about Christ and what he can do for us. The right thoughts. This involves our mind. Continue thinking about what Christ has done for us and what he's going to do for us. And one of these days, he's coming back to get us and take us home to be with him.
Amen.
And that's what I'm looking for. That's why I told him I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. Jesus is coming back. Think a positive. Dwelling on things of good report. Expect the best. Faith bringeth victory over Satan. Faith bringeth victory over Satan. Hebrews chapter 4, chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. That's the only way that we can get peace in our hearts and in our mind is look to Jesus. I got to thinking the other day about how long I've been saved. And boy, I'll tell you, it's been many years. About 56 years that I've been saved. I got saved when I was 18. Now I'm 22. So you see, that's it. But no, you see, think on these things. I remember back before I got saved, I wasn't a bad kid. I mean, I couldn't do anything wrong because my dad had already beat the devil out of me about 16 times. So, and my dad always said, "Do this," and you didn't say why. One day, one of my brothers said, "Why?" He said, "Because I said so." And that settled it. I done it right there. So you see, think on these things. Think on good things. Think positive. Dwelling on things of good report. Expect the best. Faith bringeth victory over Satan. Number two, see the right sights. What are we watching? What are we looking at? What do we see? See the right sight. See the right sights. This involved the eyes. Looking unto Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Many sees only the faults of others. We can defeat Satan by looking for the good in others and keeping our eyes on him. You know, when you look at people, what do you see? The devil wants us to see their faults. See their misgivings. See all of the things that they do wrong. But what about when we look at them? Why can't we just look at them and see the good things that they do? Think about that for a moment. Think on these things. See the right sights. That's involved the eyes. And then the number three, hear the right sounds. This involves the ears. Faith cometh by
hearing,
and hearing by the word of God. So you see, faith is hearing. What do we listen to? May I tell you what? I pulled up the other day and had the windows rolled up on the truck, and this car pulled up beside of me and it was shaking my windows. The radio was so loud. And all it was a boom, 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 boom. And I started to look over at that guy and I figured his head was going. But think about it for a moment. What do we listen to? What are the things that we hear? The other day at work, this guy was just, let me tell you this joke. I said, what kind of joke is it? He said, oh, it's a good one. Then he said something, and I turned around and walked away. I'm not going to repeat what he said, but I turned around and walked away. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear those things. And the only thing that I really listen to is what when Rosa says something to me. Sometimes I hear it, sometimes I don't. But anyway, seeing the right thing, hearing the right sounds, this involves the ears. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We hear many sounds, music, traffic, conversations, TV. We should listen for the voice of God, striving to hear his soft whisper. When I think about that soft whisper, I remember that when Moses was there and he was listening to the whispers of God. And think about that for a moment. How can you hear the whispers of God? When's the last time you read your Bible? Read the Bible. You can hear the whispers of God in the Bible. You say, oh, but that's words. Well, I'm speaking words now. So you see, God, he whispers the still small voice. And you know why? I kind of figured that out. When God speaks to us in a still small voice, he wants our undivided attention. And the only way that he can get that undivided attention is speak to us in a small voice. And if we want to hear him, we better be listening and have everything else out of the way. We hear many sounds, music, traffic, conversation, TV. We should listen for the voice of God, striving to hear his soft whisper. Say the right words. This involves the voice. Say the right words. I mean, I get so sick of listening to young people, old people, and everybody, the way they talk. Some of the words that they used. I changed my vocabulary when I got saved. I changed it when Daddy heard me talking too sometimes. You change it real fast when my dad gets after you, when he got after me with a hickory. It wasn't a little switch. It was a pole. He'd say, go get me a hickory. And I said, ooh, ooh. So I go get a hickory, and one time I went and got one, and just a little bitty thing. He'd come and he said, okay. He wore that thing out on me. All he had was about that much left in his hand. You know what he said? Now, go get me a hickory. I listened real good from then on. So you see, we hear the right sound. This involved the ears. The right words. This involves the voice. From out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You know what gets me? Is to be around Christians that curses like a sailor, that swears, and I mean just swears up and down and curses and say some, and even go so far as to take God's name in vain. And I want to tell you something, that turns my stomach. That makes me upset, boy, to hear the words and hear the right words. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Matthew 12:34. Many speak respectful, resentful, unkind, and critical words. Christians should speak words of love and understanding. We should talk to where people can understand it. You know what? The world hears enough of vulgarity. The world hears enough of profanity. They need to hear some love from the Christians that professes to be Christians, and then you can't tell if they're Christians or not from the vocabulary that they have. When I got saved, my vocabulary changed. I used to have some bad words, but they changed when I got saved. So you see, say the right words. This involves the voice. Number five, do the right thing. This involves the hands. Do the right thing. This involves the hands. In every good work, to do His will. Hebrews 13:21. Defeat Satan by meaningful action. Do good to others, fulfilling God's will in Matthew 5:16. Do good to others. You know, people, they expect for Christians to act like Christians. Or don't act like Christians. Be a Christian. That's the thing. We have too many people that are acting like Christians nowadays. And they can't, you can't, when you look at them and the life they live, you can't tell the difference from them in the world. We need to get to the point to where we live a Christian life that they can see Christ in us. Do the right thing in every good work to do His will. Defeat Satan by meaningful actions. Do good to others, fulfilling God's will. Do good to others. Have you ever thought about that? Doing good to others. What does it mean? Respect. Kindness. Gentleness. Speak to them with a loving voice. Don't just... Go to the right places. This involves the feet. You know, I've heard people say so many times, boy, I sure want to get in a habit to go and going to church. I don't. I don't want to have a habit of going to church. You know what I want to have? I want to have a desire. I want to have a burning desire and to hear the Word of God. I want to have a burning desire to hear the songs of God, praises. So, go to the right places. This involves the feet. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Psalms 122:1. Many are on the move, following after selfish pursuits and pleasures. Christians should go for God, go to church, lend a helping hand, witness for Christ, win the lost to Him. That's our responsibility, to do what God wants us to do. So what about it tonight? Can you defeat Satan? There's only one way you can defeat Satan, and that is by the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're not in the Word, you don't know how to defeat him. So I want to tell you something. Like I said, I've preached several messages about Satan, and every time I do, I have a battle. I have a battle. Oh, you don't want to say that. You'll upset somebody. Tough. You know? Because Satan don't want you to change. He doesn't want me to change. He wants me to keep my eyes away from Jesus and off of Jesus and on the world. That's what Satan wants. And if he gets his way with it, that's what'll happen to us. So my friends tonight, defeat Satan through the Word of God. And I pray that every one of us will get a desire to come to the house of the Lord, to come to God's house, and there that we can worship Him and have a true relationship with Jesus. You know, I think a lot of Christians, quote Christians, think they have a relationship with Christ, but they don't. Not to hear Him talk, not to see the places they go and see the things they do. So let's defeat Satan by being faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessings, Lord, and thank you for the power that you give us that we can defeat Satan. Father, it's a battle, but we know that you've already won the battle. So, Father, we pray now that you'd bless, you'd speak to our hearts through the word tonight, and we'll thank you and praise you, Lord, for what you do now in Christ's name. Amen. All right, let's go to take a prayer list and go to the back to the Lord in prayer in just a few minutes. We get a few on here. Justin, how about the pregnancies?
Sure.
And if you don't have a prayer list, raise your hand. And Jack, when you get back, get the spiritual needs, please.
Yes, sir.
Steve, for salvation. And I have problems remembering names. So, well, Glenn, would you get the prayer request, please? The short-term prayer request. And that's about it. Okay, do that. So let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Pray for these. I'll start with the long-term request. Our Father, again tonight, we're so thankful, Lord, for the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege we have of being in thy house and have a privilege of coming to you in prayer. So, Father, we come to you tonight on behalf of these long-term requests. Father, we pray that you'd meet the needs of each and every one. Father, we pray now that you'd have your will and way to speak to our hearts. Father, we pray for revival in the hearts of God's people and our legislators. Lord, we just pray that you'd meet all these needs according to your will. Then, Lord, for Clark's eyes, we pray that it continue being benign. Just have your will and way there.